Senator Mark Begich is crisscrossing the state during Congress's 4th of July recess. He arrived in Sitka having just escaped the heat in Washington, D.C.
It was 80 degrees and about 85% humidity. And so I was like, get me out of here.
But a big part of his job right now is getting Alaskans to send him back into that furnace. Begich is running for a second term in November, and the race has taken on national dimensions. Republicans need to pick up 6 seats to take control of the U.S. Senate, and Begich is one of their top targets. But Begich doesn't sound like a man afraid of his Republican opponents. One of the first issues he touched on was ocean acidification, raising the hot-button topic of climate change.
I'm not afraid to talk about climate change. You know, I live in a state that I see it. You know, whenever I travel, it doesn't matter if it's in western Alaska or down in the southeast where acidification is impacting our fisheries, or you go up the interior and the permafrost is melting, impacting infrastructure, I see it. And even though we have a strong, important part of our economy, oil and gas, it doesn't mean that we only are on one side of the equation.
Begich argues that Alaska is well-placed to meet goals set under new regulations proposed by the EPA. Those regulations, if adopted, will require states to significantly cut emissions of greenhouse gases. Many election watchers expect them to dent the chances of Democrats like Begich from energy-producing states. But he says that renewable energy projects around the state mean that Alaska is already on the right track.
The kind of the national debate on this is, if you're for oil and gas, you're over here. If you're for renewable energy, you're over here. In reality, in Alaska, we figured out how to meld these things the right way. And I think that's the goal that we have to have on a national level.
But at the end of the day, he isn't willing to contemplate a slowdown in Alaska's major industry.
We will always be producing, as long as we can find oil and gas, we'll produce it.
On to another hot button issue, veterans care. Begich sits on the Veterans Affairs Committee, and outside groups have attacked him over recent revelations of long wait times at VA hospitals. Begich says he's been aware of these issues ever since he was elected, and he says that one solution to the problem is a program being piloted in Alaska. A new policy allows veterans to receive care locally from the state's network of tribal health care organizations instead of requiring them to travel to VA hospitals in Seattle or Anchorage.
Access is the issue that you have to think out of the box. We forced it here, and we probably could because, you know, Alaska, we can kind of do things a little differently because they forget sometimes we exist. They forget that we are on a map. We made our case. We changed the system here. We get better access. I think this is something we need to be doing around the country.
Begich says that the biggest issue facing veterans care is the sheer number of new veterans who have entered the system in the last decade during the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And he says the U.S. should not reopen its war in Iraq, despite the increasing chaos there.
I'm not for it. I have made it very clear, no ground troops. I think even these advisors are risky because it leads to other things. And we got a lot of work here to take care of a lot of issues back home here.
Meanwhile, on the topic of his campaign, Begich touted his ability to work across party lines with Alaska's senior senator, Republican Lisa Murkowski, and says Alaskans benefit from his seniority and seats on crucial committees.
Being on the Appropriations Committee, both Senator Murkowski on it is like the Holy Grail. To have both of us on there, which again is very unusual to have both senators from the same state on the Appropriations Committee. That is a powerful role that we have.
The Appropriations Committee controls most funding bills. As for his opponent, Begich won't know who he's running against until after the Republican primary on August 19th. Recent polls have shown former Attorney General Dan Sullivan ahead of Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell and Tea Party favorite Joe Miller. But Begich says he's making no assumptions.
Alaska politics are very different. And I know outside pundits love to predict what's going to happen here, and I wish them all the best, but they never get it right. And at the end of the day, voters will make these decisions, and the primary is 2 months away. That's a long time in politics.
And the road to November is even longer. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholz.